Hey everyone, I'm Kat Rather with OKC Commercial, and you're listening to Commercialized with Kat.
Hey everyone, welcome to this cool special edition of Commercial Cocktail Hour. Obviously, Kat Rather and myself. But today we have a special guest with us, small business owner, and we're just super grateful to have the opportunity to chat with her and talk about, you know, how she's pivoting in right now, like with the current reality, I guess I should say. I don't even want to say conditions, but just what's currently happening. So welcome, Summer.
Welcome. Hi. Thank you so much for having me on. Grateful to be here.
We're glad you're here.
So glad you're here. And, you know, Kat and I, we've been, you know, just talking, ping-ponging back and forth, and we just know right now more than ever, we need to like kind of just talk about businesses, talk about what's currently happening, how they're pivoting, so that it's a good time, because what I'm seeing, unfortunately, and I know, Kat, you can definitely chime in on this, but what I'm seeing right now is there are a lot of people, business owners, entrepreneurs out there that are, you know, they're taking these pictures with their exotic cars. They're taking their pictures with whatever, and they're flaunting everything. And it's just, they're acting like everything's okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's just be real. It's like, there's so many people being affected. I mean, yeah, Kat, you want to talk about that? And then we'll have some Q&A with Summer on what she's currently doing.
Yeah, I think a lot of what we're seeing is people, different people coping, maybe, their way of coping. One thing we know, obviously it's here, it's happening. And so as business owners and, you know, we've got to be able to now start looking at solutions and what we can do to start move forward, this new normal. And that's just kind of how I'm looking at it. It's a new normal for all of us. Whether we're in real estate, whether we have a storefront, whatever the business is, it's a new normal for all of us. So, it's one of those things where you can tell everybody's trying to cope, and some are just kind of acting like nothing's happening, but we know it is. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. We just kind of have to, everybody, it's solution mode. How do we make changes? What do we do?
So, 100%. You know, I think today, like, you know, I'm grateful enough to where we've been working from home. So that's nice. Not too much has changed other than the homeschooling things and stuff like that going on. Yeah. But I think really today, like, you know, I have friends, family that's being impacted. My mom, thankfully, you know, her work's able to provide her for off pay at the casino. She's a security guard, but today I had to go pick up an order from Staples. And I think it was like the realest. I was like, whoa, this is real, because pulling up to the parking lot, like, it was a super busy shopping center, not a car in sight. All the businesses, which are from Party Central, Ross, Stein Mart, Big Lots, all these Old Navy, all these places that are usually like busy, but hustling bustle, they all had these notices taped on their door. The lights were turned out and shopping carts were in front of the doors where no one could come in. So, like that, I was like, oh my gosh, it's like noon when it's like the busiest time when people like to go shopping on their lunch breaks. And when I pull up to the Staples to get my order, I'm just driving past the door and I notice that there's an employee sitting there with gloves on, and he just walked up to me and I'm just like literally standing in the in the middle of the road, not even parked, my foot's on brake, and he's like, yeah, can I get your order number? And he goes in there and gets it for me and brings it out. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, it's like, I'm just used to going like Kroger and stuff like that, where, you know, essential businesses are open. So, you know, seeing that, I was just like, it was just like a sombering moment for me. Cause I was like, it gave me goosebumps thinking like, this is real. I know, like, leading up to it first, there was memes going around. It was funny. I mean, you know, just how we dealt with it. But then now we're like, okay, people are, you know, we know of are dying or sick or, you know, let's talk about this. Summer, Kat and I would love to kind of just like ask you these questions, because Summer, you have a storefront, you have a brick and mortar, you have a nutrition club where obviously people have to get out of their vehicles, or, you know, when things were normal, they would get out of their vehicles, come visit you in the store, you would make them a shake, you would talk about them. So let's kind of talk about like your transition and Like, how did that happen? Was it kind of like an easy gradual transition, or was it like an overnight type change for you?
Actually, it was overnight. I'm not going to lie. I was one of the people that wasn't taking it very seriously. I was like, it's never going to reach here. I kind of treated it like Ebola. Like, as soon as it got to the U.S., they cured it. We never had to deal with it. And I was like, I don't know why I was so, like, naive. But, yeah, we literally, I'm in the middle of serving product to my customers. And I have a lot of people that come in and they sit down and they stay for a while, you know, because we call ourselves Cheers. I think it's cute, you know, like everybody knows your name when you walk in. We actually have a customer named Heather. When she walks in, we all yell Norm. So it's very like community based and all that. And when I was waiting on my customers one day, I even know our guy from the health department because we're on such good terms. His name's actually Mike. So I saw him walk in and I knew instantly, like, we're either going to get shut down like right here, or we're going to have to do something like completely, what would you call, like off the wall. Like, we're going to have to change drastically. But Mike was so sweet. He let me finish up with everybody that was in there. He's so nice. He, we bonded one day because my husband's name is Mike. And this Mike used to be a school teacher. My mom teaches school. So we kind of had like an hour long lunch one day. And apparently that's not normal, but I like to talk. So he came in and basically said, here's your guidelines. Either get in where you fit in or close your doors, pretty much. So we went from the everyday hangout. That's what we kind of like to pride ourselves on, is we're kind of the, where you can go to like the safe space in the community. Like, you can come in, you're going to have like, we're going to have positive music playing in the background or even personal development over the speakers. Mm-hmm. You come in, take a load off, enjoy yourself, get away from all the stress, because there's so much negative. Negative's natural. And I think people don't realize that. Positivity, you actually have to work on. So we want to be, even if it's that you're in there for 20 seconds, 30 seconds, ordering your shake and tea, you want to be that positive spark in your day. So we really had to, I mean, change overnight, guys. Like, we went from come hang out to don't come inside at all. We'll meet you at the curb.
Yeah.
So we really had to pivot our business. And we went from, like I said, ordering, you come in, hang out, linger for the 7 hours I'm open if you want to, that's fine with me, to, hey, don't come in, call us, and we'll bring your order outside. So it was a big change.
And beforehand, were you offering curbside service, or was it all just walk-in?
Oh, not at all. Like, I don't want to sound weird, but I didn't even have my phone number posted, just because you just come in and order. We're like a regular, like, brick and mortar. Like, I always compare us to like a healthy McDonald's when I give our spiel over what we are, because people think it's kind of weird that you get a shake and a tea, you know, why am I drinking so much? And I'm like, well, it's just like, say you went to McDonald's, the shake is your hamburger, which is a healthy alternative to your meal, and your tea is your hydration. That's why you have both. So it was actually a lot better for me as a coach for people to come in, because they not only got the product, but they got me as well. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. Like, I'm certified in nutrition, so I'm not just going to lead you blindly. And then I can help answer any questions, because I have personally been on the products for 5 years. So it was a big change.
Oh. God, I wish you were here.
Come see me, girl. I'm everywhere.
Seriously. After it's over, I'm like, God, because it's awesome.
That is great. I know. Sign me up too. That's crazy.
Holly, you've been signed up, girl. What are you talking about?
I know. I'm like, like that shake and tea. Crazy. So you come and you have to pivot. So obviously you shift from indoor to curbside. Have you seen, as far as like an impact goes, what impact have you experienced, both positive and, you know, unfortunately negative too, from the result of that?
Positive actually outweighs the negative in this scenario for me, honestly. In our town of where I'm located is Cache, Oklahoma. Not a lot of people know of it. It's a suburb of Lawton. We have a population of about 3,400. We're not big. We're not small. We're about 4A in school. And I've had people, like, I just want to, like, thank them publicly, because I've done more business being in this little turmoil than we did before, because people are so worried that we're not going to survive this. They're putting forth effort to come see us. Like, people I've never seen before in the community are buying gift cards. They're buying like months worth of product just to make sure that we're able to stay afloat. And that just testifies to like how amazing our community is, and shows me that we are in the right place where we're supposed to be, because not only do we love our community, but the community loves us as well. So that, my positive on that is I'm reaching people I never had before just because they don't want to see us go under. The negative I will say is I don't get that one-on-one that I enjoy with my customers. I've been giving my business card more frequently so they can call or text me. But I really enjoy, we do this thing called wellness evaluations where you come into my shop and we put you on the scale and we test your water weight, your muscle mass, your body fat percentage, your weight and all that. And I like to keep track of that for my clients. So I am missing that one-on-one of the relationship of them coming in and weighing in and us talking about like the hangups they've had, stuff like that. I consider myself like, a therapist that doesn't have the degree, because I'm there to listen to your struggles and to listen to your problems, and I'm going to help you get to the other side of it. So that would probably be my biggest hangup right now, is I don't get that one-on-one with my customers, and I am missing that.
Yeah. Your health coach.
She's a health coach. It's super cool. You actually were, let's talk about your experience. You were out for St. Patty's Day. Let's just talk about that. Like, talk about the new normal.
Yeah, that, and then suddenly that day, that's when they stopped. They shut down.
But Kat was there having drinks, yeah.
Yeah, and then now it's like you were talking about a little bit, we take it online. And with real estate, and you know, you've got commercial and everything, and I saw clients, I am getting more calls because I think people have time now to really look at the properties and see what's going on. And there's a lot more creativity going on. I've had two developers call me because they've got telling me what they're interested in, what use and purpose that they would want with the land, someone that they would want to actually venture with. And then also of one that I had to go show Sunday, which was a whole nother, because I don't at all with the social distancing, do not believe want to show. I get it that real estate's essential, but I don't believe that we have to, it's necessary for us to physically show. And so I do believe we have to practice as social distancing. So yeah, I did go ahead and do that because he was writing an offer, but normally it's all been online, and I love that, and I am excited that it's that way, and I just want to continue that. I don't mind if we continue that part forever, because it's awesome. So I'm all for that, and I think it allows us as agents, like I'm starting to build, get closer to people, because I can use my technology now and start, you know, because I wasn't a texter and all that, but now I've gotten more texting and I'm getting more involved in that. So that's kind of fun too. So I'm finding new ways, because I used to always have to touch and talk to the phone. And it's like, now I don't even want to talk to people anymore. It's like totally changing me. So it's kind of neat.
Welcome to my world. That's how I am.
Exactly. I'm like, she's already been this. Now I see it. I'm getting all this techiness going, and it's kind of neat, and it still works. It almost works better because it allows people to actually be creative themselves, and they have to reach out and show me, tell me certain things they're looking for, you know, in the property or in the land or whatever it is. And so I'm like, wow, this really is working. I kind of like it.
Yeah,
but no, it's not easy.
It's going to be interesting. Like, I mean, obviously this is going to pass. It might not be, it won't be tomorrow, but it's going to pass. And it's interesting to think of like what's going to, the evolution of what's going to happen afterwards. Obviously we're still going to have that person-to-person interaction. Mm-hmm. But like, I think, you know, seeing these businesses, you know, I'm curious to see a business is going to start going to maybe 4 days a week and then maybe working one day remote, you know, things like that. You can start thinking about people working remotely right now. Mm-hmm. And if people are productive enough, you can start saving costs, you know, when it comes to the facility. So that's just interesting. So I know you had went live and you did a very valuable live on Facebook talking about all the small businesses, like help that's out there. And, you know, I'm not educated enough on this topic, but I do want to kind of bring it up because I think as just as not even just, you know, a real estate agent, but as a, just a professional and somebody who's there to help other people and just with empathy.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it. And Summer, I'd like to hear your input from as a business owner, but let's talk about the $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package. That they
yeah, are. You guys, sorry, I've got to read this part on it because this deal, this SBA thing, SBA is being extremely, extremely pro-business right now. Any small business right now can apply for literally working capital, 6 months of your working capital right now with no fees, no commission, no, we're talking literally you're just paying a 3.75, 30 year, and you do not have to even start paying it back for a year. Now they've got other stuff going on too. I've downloaded the CARES, this, you know, when Trump signed the CARES Act, there's so much more packages in there. There's also some grants. There's all types of things right now that SBA has. So SBA, you can go to sba.gov, /disaster, but you can also go to okcommerce.gov. And our state commerce department is actually our business website for small businesses here in Oklahoma. So any business, me, you, Summer, everybody that has a business, you can go in there and find things strictly for your business. And the SBA site is wonderful. You can download your application. You can download the loan papers. You can do everything, download it from that site. And everybody, a couple of people asked me yesterday, how do I apply? You can take your SBA, your loan papers, and you can actually go on the SBA site and reload right there on the site and apply. You just have to upload your papers. I noticed there's companies coming out charging people. No, folks, you can do this free. Go download your papers, okcommerce.gov, download the sheets. It's a 1003, and then you yourself upload it. And it's all about, they just want to be able to give businesses 6 months of working capital, which we know how important core capital is. We know that. So that's everything. And they're also saying they've got a paycheck protection program as well that was established as a result of the act that Trump signed. And so this is huge. So it allows there's other entities involved now. So with grants and other loans and things that a company can actually apply for now. So I'd go apply for everything. I'm serious. Like if you're
right. And let's talk about this too, because I don't think people understand, like, yes, that's a lot of money that, you know, you're talking about trillion with a T.
Yeah.
But here's the deal, is like first come, first serve type thing. And people are going to, like, that money, once it's gone, like, you don't know what else is going to happen. You know, maybe there's something better coming, but you just, nothing's promised. So I'm reading right here. I've got my phone here for some notes. I'm reading on this, this good article that came across on my email, and they kind of did the points on this. And Summer, I have a question for you after I read these points. But so forgivable loan program offers the following: loans up to $10 million for business with 500 or less employees. Loans interest rates are capped at 4%. Deferred interest payments for up to 6 months to a year. No personal guarantees or use of assets as collateral needed or required. I'm sorry. Funds spent on 8 weeks worth of payroll expenses will not need to be repaid. And like, that's huge. I'll read that again.
Yeah.
Funds spent on 8 weeks worth of payroll expenses will not need to be repaid. So, and I will go back and you guys, I'll add this. It was a good, you printing clip notes of it. I'll go back and add it into the comments of this live, but Summer, I'd be curious, like, have you, I mean, of course it's a little personal, so you don't have to answer it, or you can just say, I choose not to answer, but have you applied for it for your business?
Not yet, actually, Kat, just kind of introduced you to it, but I don't know if y'all saw me jotting it down in my notes.
Yeah, and sba.gov/coronavirus.
But I definitely will be, so thank you, Kat, for that.
Yes. I mean, because you guys, like, you know, it's just uncertain. I mean, obviously for everyone from the president down to, you know, just us civilians working day-to-day jobs, we just don't know. You know, right now, you don't see a housing market crashing. You don't see anything else. But what's going to happen is, you know, you don't know what's going to happen whenever people are starting to lose their job and they may not qualify for the FHA loan that they were pre-approved for 30 days ago.
I think they quit. You can't, the down payment assistance has gone away just because, you know, the one the one bank that buys those securities is no longer buying them. So there are changes happening in the process. Now I know the, you know, conventional FHA I think are fine, but you know, every day we're all in this together. So that's the cool thing. So we're just all here to see what happens each day.
I totally understand, Kat. I mean, I'm not in real estate right now, but I understand what you're saying on like people, like, you know, you said that they're not funding those anymore or they're not covering those anymore. We're used to having like 8 active warehouses in the United States, and we were down to 2 for a little bit. So we're all like feeling, I feel like, the same effect of this you know, COVID-19.
Yeah.
In way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Commercial wise, there's national tenants that are terminating leases. There's national tenants that are not, have already announced they're not paying their rent for the months for April and on. There are national tenants doing all kinds of things. So it's happening right now. And so we're just kind of, you know, we're in this process right now of just everybody just trying to see what we can do and get, obviously, the owners, investors, make sure they're taken care of, and as long as all the small business owners. So it'll be interesting to see how this goes.
Yeah, well, I definitely appreciate the information. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, well, we're in it.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like, it's just right now, it's like, why else would you not be there for each other? You know what I mean? Like, these times are the times that define leaders, the time that defines just people in general. And you see, you know, I'm not going to mention names, but, you know, you see people left and right. Like, the first week into this whole thing, not even before lockdowns, not before anything, immediately they started firing employees. Immediately they started turning their back on people. Immediately they started cutting people off and started doing whatever. And I'm not trying to start beef, or I'm not trying to, you know, be negative. It's just like, during times of duress, like, that just speaks volumes to leadership. Whenever you panic, and you think of your employees as a number and not as a person, and not think about, like, you know, not necessarily, obviously, maybe you can't afford to pay them 100%, but what are the other alternatives? Is it reduced working hours? Is it, you know, reduced pay? However it is, maybe, you know, it's temporary, whatever it is. But, like, thinking outside the box, because I think right now more than ever, it's important for us to.
Sorry. I have children in here, dogs that are fighting.
Really?
Oh my God.
That's so funny. Okay. But you know what I mean? No, it's just like, times like these, like, really define people.
Yeah. And,
you know, unfortunately, people are having to make those cuts. But what are you doing to soften that blow? What are you doing to really take into consideration of the people that are working for you?
I won't mention the company that my husband Mike works for, but they went from 57 to 22 employees overnight.
That's so sad. And I mean, again, maybe they had no other
choice. Thankfully, Mike was one of the 22, but it's like, I'm almost, I don't want to say upset that he was, but it's like, I don't like the fact that he's essential, because I feel like my house isn't safe. Because
we're getting that. Yeah. Trust me, as a realtor, I get that. I do get that. So another realtor pointed that out to me today. I get it, because of course there's people, of course, wouldn't want their property shown right now. I get that. Like, I completely understand all of that. Like, I see both sides of it. And I'm just like, we've got to be safe. It's not worth, no job is worth your health. That's just how I feel about it. So
100%.
At the end of the day, we do have to take the safeguards. And I don't know. We want everybody to be making some money, because obviously we've got to make it through that.
Survive.
But we got to be alive. Like, it bothers me when I'm seeing some deaths, people that have died that I know. So I'm kind of,
I'm job is not essential. Like, ooh. I'm not trying to be that guy, but speaking as the wife,
yeah, I'm like,
I'm fine with him not getting paid and coming home. We have a 3-month-old baby.
Yeah.
And it scares me. Like, if I can be honest and real for a second, like, I have a 2-year-old and I have a 3-month-old. And I'm scared, guys. Let's just be real. And my husband's job, it's not essential. I mean, yes, he does work in automotive. However, if we were staying home like we were supposed to be, your car would need to be serviced, yeah. right?
Exactly.
So I just feel like every time he walks through that door, I'm like his mother, and I'm like, you go to the shower, you strip at the door, like all I saw your belongings. Mm-hmm. But don't touch Evan or Z until you've done that. And I know that's terrible, but it's like,
that's what you have to do.
Protecting your
mama kids. Doesn't play games.
No, I stripped down as soon as I came in because I don't know. You don't know. We don't know.
And that's just so many unknowns, and it's just good to have that awareness. And like, you know, like we said at the very beginning, like I was one of them. It's like, ha, like memes, this is funny. But then it's like, oh wait, this is real. Bang. The threat is real. And it's like, got it. But then it's also being safe, but it's also like not, it's having that calm awareness of danger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's understanding, okay, what's the facts?
Mm-hmm.
What is currently known? What is currently possible? You know, it's just going through that and then avoiding the news, you know, mm-hmm. and knowing, because there's just so much fake news. Like, you know,
and fear pandering. There's so much fear pandering out there right now.
And tonight I was inboxed a screenshot that was going around from the National Guard. And it said, in 2 weeks, we're all going to shut down. Everyone's going to shut down. And you need to go get what you need right now. Well, I go on National Guard website and that's nowhere to be found. And I'm like, where's that source of information coming from? So of course, you know, a simple search of it is, hey, this is fake news going around. So, mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many people that will see that and immediately just recognize that National Guard logo and think it's serious.
For real.
And you just fall for it. And then they, you know what I mean? You've got to breathe. You've got to understand the facts. You've got to limit yourself to, you know, whatever channels of safe facts, not necessarily, you know, Facebook friends that are pouring you chains of unknown sources. Yeah. But, you know, it's a crazy time. It's a good time as far as seeing the response. At first is a little crazy, but now I'm starting to see the response of people like coming together in a sense, mm-hmm. like having each other.
Because we really do care. And that's my deal. Like there are some people being rude and I'm like, some people really are out there because they have to be out there and there's no need to be rude about that. And you know, you see that too. And I'm like, let's just join together. Why can't we just all, you know, because no
one love, one love.
Thank you. Like, I'm going, no one wants this. And at the end of the day, we're all, I think, in our own way, trying to handle it and deal with it. And you being health person, I know for me, I'm really big on right now praying and meditating because I have to start my morning that way because I literally feel like right now it's so easy when you're met with everything on TV and the news and the negative that, you know, I've got to get my health right. So that to me is my number one thing. That's why I was so excited you coming on here because I was like, what advice do you give for that you would tell me, like in terms of health or anybody out there, because we're all dealing with this right now. Think about, we're all getting that little stress in there going, oh my God.
Yes. No, this is going to sound kind of different, but I've been doing this for about 2 years now and it's just how I start my day every morning.
Okay.
It's no secret that my mom's dad's a preacher. So I was raised Pentecostal every morning. So tomorrow is the first. Yeah. So tomorrow I'm going to read Proverbs chapter 1. Every day I start my day like this. Today was the 31st, so I read Proverbs 31. You think it will become redundant because you're reading the same thing over and over, but it always tells me exactly what I need to hear. So depending on what day of the month it is what chapter of Proverbs I'm going to read. And that's exactly how I start my day every single morning. With a warm glass of water to get my metabolism going. If you have a lemon, squirt a little bit of that in there. It'll alkaline your stomach to help prevent any like cancers from mutating. That's how I start my morning every morning.
Okay. And then notes, aren't you?
Look at me writing that down. Okay.
sorry to interrupt, but yeah, it was good. I was like,
I know you heard me. Let me get that right now.
It really is because there's a lot of cancer in my family and anything I can do to combat cancer, I'm going to do.
Right.
So, everybody thinks that lemons are acidic, but they actually become alkaline once they go through your digestive tract. So if you can, I encourage adding lemon to everything because that's going to help to combat any cancer-causing agents you have, like in your digestive tract or in your stomach.
Okay.
So, and that's just an easy way to get it in, and it's a good jump for your metabolism.
Okay.
So I start Proverbs, the day is the chapter I read. It's going to give you a swift kick in the butt. It's going to give you what you need because it's not sugar-coated at all, and it doesn't matter what I'm dealing with. That chapter always applies to me, if that makes sense. And then I like to start with a little bit of Jim Rohn. I don't know if y'all are familiar with Jim Rohn. He's amazing. He's a great motivational speaker. He was involved in the Herbalife mix when he was alive.
Hmm.
He was actually on my bucket list to hear speak. Unfortunately, I didn't get to accomplish that because he has passed away. But we always encourage waking up with Jim because he just sets the tone for the day.
Darren Hardy's guy.
Love Darren Hardy too.
Yeah, Darren Hardy talks a lot about Jim Rohn.
Yeah, I think that was one of his mentors.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I write my bookcase. So
for those listening on the podcast audio edition, Summer just showed us the compound effect. I'm all the commentary of this.
Yes. Holly's like so on the commentary.
Podcaster here. I'm like, those.
And in the back, there's actually a little quiz you can fill out.
No, I'm just kidding.
She's on it.
Yeah, we wake up with Jim, and he's amazing. Jim Rohn is, and I don't know if y'all heard of, I'm sure y'all have. I look who I'm talking to. But Danny Pena. I was just recently introduced to him. He is amazing. I was listening to a Jordan Belfort podcast, and he brought on Danny Pena as his guest, and I fell in love. He's about, I'm going to say 80 or 90. He's up there. And he's very vulgar. I'm going to put that out there.
But he's got a company. He's mega
he's
big.
He's a $1 trillion man.
Mega big.
He is amazing. I listened to him or when the gyms were open, I would listen to him instead of music while I worked out because he is that powerful.
Okay. I remember the Belfort days with John.
Oh, I remember
kitchens we had all that.
Yep.
Teaching us all that.
A straight line. I see him pitching that still, and I was like, bro, that was 10 years ago I was on that track.
Oh, my God. I remember all that. Yes. That was back in the day, y'all.
We'll throw back there. I love it.
J.K. Reed.
Still amazing. Jordan's still amazing.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's so good. That's great advice, you know. And to me, too, it's like, you know, I've always dealt with anxiety. I know a lot of us have.
Mm-hmm. So
into the choir here, but it's like, to me, it's like getting my mind right. It's like, you know, walking through what you're grateful for. It's knowing the facts,
yes.
And it's not worrying about the unknown, because how many times does that even happen? You know what I mean? You can sit there and think of a million circumstances that's going to happen right now, that's going to happen tomorrow, and how many of them are come like real? Slim to none. So it's like understanding, okay, what do I have control of? And then just being intentional about your day and really, you know, eating that frog and getting all your bad stuff over with. But one thing too, that's a game changer for me. And I've gotten back in the habit of this from the 75 hard RIP. I will not be doing that again, but is working out. Even if, like, you know, recently, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just because we're like, you know, we're forced to be inside, or we're not forced, but you know what I mean? Like, we're more inside, but, Zane has been wanting to get on his bike. So Caitlin has her bike here, and I've been riding around bicycle around the neighborhood with Zane and Zach. And it's a good bonding moment, but then it's also like, you know, you're getting heart rate up, you're getting some fresh air while you're having your social distancing, because you just zoom by your neighbors. You don't really see that, but
yeah,
just getting out and doing something and just being present in that moment. I think that's been instrumental right now with me too.
I think that's what you said, getting out there. I'm always walking my dogs and stuff because I have to. It's getting out there and being thankful. That's another thing. It's just being thankful for everything right now. We've been through a lot. So I know, I always tell, I'm like, we've been through so much. So this is, you know, I get it, but it's like, I always get reminded of that. It's like, just like you were saying, be calm, be still, just relax. This too shall pass, because you just got to do that. So I don't know what happened there. She's like, I'm here.
She says, peace out.
So funny. Well, awesome. So before we end this commercial cocktail, do you ladies have any last final thoughts to share with everyone?
Yeah, I want to make sure that if you are a business owner, once again, be sure and go to, I have my glasses on because I literally have to see that part, you guys, because that's the part I have a hard time with. I'm not going to lie. But SBA.gov/coronavirus, CORONA, corona, and then virus. That is where they have the Paycheck Protection Program, the CARES Act, and you can download the 1003 for your SBA loans. Okay, so that's everything right now.
Summer, what about you? What's your final thoughts?
Two things. Kat, I just added you to our 30-day challenge.
Awesome. Yes. I need that.
I like that one. We're doing that one. It's, sorry to interrupt there, Summer, but that's, so 75 hard. Kat, you know me, that was hard for me. Super hard. No alcohol for 75 days. So shout out to Tammy Pack. She put together a 30-day challenge, and it's a lot more sustainable, my opinion. And it's, let's see, Summer, go ahead and share. I don't have that in front of me. Share what like the highlight of it is. It's like a 30-day challenge.
Yeah, I'll read it to you guys.
Let me read it. Give us some story time here.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. It's called Corona or Kit Corona 30-Day Challenge. It's community coming together for goal setting and accountability for nutrition, fitness, hydration, mental health, and stress management. We will get through this together. And I just want to like read the frequently asked questions just really quick. Okay. Does it matter what diet I choose? No. Do what works best for you. What counts as a workout? Do what you can do. We're all quarantined. Remember that, guys. So get up, get motivated. Most importantly, take a nice walk, get the heart rate up, anything to increase vitamin D. And then another thing that I do love about it is spend at least 15 minutes a day reading something non-fictional. For example, self-help books. I really don't like the word self-help, so I would say PD, personal development. Personal development, business books, the Bible, etc. My favorite is alcohol allowed. And then it says, so moderate consumption is allowed, and I'm all about that. Anything that allows me to have my glass of wine or whatnot after work, I am here for. And so this is what you'll see. Oh, sorry. Can you guys see that?
Yeah.
There's actually a lot of
audio listeners that you can download on the screen.
The rules are follow strictly the diet of your choice, one workout daily, 30 minutes, take a progress photo day one and day 30, weigh yourself daily and record it, you don't want to share with the group, drink half your body weight daily in ounces, read 15 minutes non-fictional, and stick to a daily wake up routine. So basically everything you guys need to set your day off in the right way.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm excited about it.
Right.
That's tomorrow, Kat. So we're starting that tomorrow.
Okay. I'm in. Cause that's,
I invite you, girl.
Cheers to that. All right, Summer, what was your other last thing you wanted to share with us? Oh, there she is again. Gotta love technology. So, Summer, you have those two things. So one of them was the 30-day challenge. What's your other last takeaway that you'd like to leave with everyone?
Honestly, guys, just support your local businesses as much as you can in this time, because we appreciate your support more than ever.
Yes.
And this really doesn't have a lot to do with this call, but don't knock an MLM until you personally tried it. That's what I'm going to leave you guys with.
I absolutely love it. Well, thank you all for tuning in for this special and very fun but real commercial cocktail hour.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Commercialized with Kat. To subscribe and connect with me, please head over to multifamilyexpertadvisors.com. That's multifamilyexpertadvisors.com to receive your free report on key mistakes that multifamily investors, buyers, and owners make on properties. Thanks again.